You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Happy Friday, and thank you so much for tuning into another segment of Friday Features. But before we get into today's segment, this episode is kindly sponsored by DistroKid. If you're a musician, artist, or producer, DistroKid has got your back. Their service gets your music on streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, and Tidal, and they'll help you find a larger audience with tools like their Hyperfollow tool and karaoke-style lyrics for social media. As if they aren't already perfect, DistroKid also does not take a cut of your earnings that come from streaming. That's right, all of the money that you earn from streaming goes straight to you. Just pay your annual membership fee. And you can even use my discount code. Type in distrokid.com/VIP/alwaysalessandra for 7% off your first year's membership. Get DistroKid. Get your music everywhere. What are you waiting for? Go do it. Now, back to today's episode. Today we're chatting with the one and only Leah Kate. That's right, you've heard her music everywhere. 10 Things I Hate About You, FU Anthem, Need I Say More? Now, today she's opening up about her viral hits, touring with Madison Beer in Europe, and so much more. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
We're back with Leah Kate. She just came off of her tour with Madison Beer opening up all across Europe. Leah, how are you?
Oh my goodness, I'm great. I can't believe I'm back after being gone for 6 weeks. I've definitely never been out of town for 6 weeks before. And I'm great. I'm super busy and so excited about everything going on. But yeah, I'm good. It's a good day to be alive.
We love it. So tell me about this tour. I know you just got back. Your time zone is all messed up. It's just, it's typical. You're running around. You're in Europe. Tell me how that went. I saw the photos. I saw the videos. The fans, they were loving it. They loved hearing all of your music live, but how was it to be on stage and opening up for Madison? She's amazing.
It was a dream come true. I had to like constantly just wake myself up and be like, is this real? Like every single day. It was like the most magical experience of my life. I didn't know how it was going to go. It was my first tour. I was like, is no one going to give a shit about me? No one's going to know the songs. What's going to happen? I don't know. But like the response was so amazing. And like people just screamed the songs at the top of their lungs and like literally just were, the fans were incredible. You know, it couldn't have been a better first tour. It really just couldn't have. And I spent so many months trying to make the show perfect and stressing and this and that, not knowing how it's going to be, but it was a dream come true. Madison was so incredible and supportive and sweet. I adore her. The fans were amazing. Everything about it was amazing. It was, you know, obviously it was super rough because touring in Europe is not easy. You know, it's like, you wake up at 6 a.m., you drive in our Sprinter bus, which had no air conditioning, to the next city, get to the venue, do sound check, hair, makeup, show, go sleep for like 4 hours and do it again. So I've definitely never been on such a high and a low at the same time in terms of like exhaustion, because it's so much work and it's so much traveling, and I'm super sensitive to travel and would get so car sick and constantly be like, I'm going to die. But like also was on literally cloud nine at the same time. So it was overall just so magical. And I wish I could go back every day. I constantly just like look at videos and pictures and miss it so much. It was a dream come true.
Oh my God. Yeah, that sounds like a roller coaster, but in the best way possible. That's so exciting. Did you get to meet a lot of your fans while you were out there?
Oh yeah, like every time, you know, the fans were incredible and so dedicated. They would line up at the venue at like 7 a.m. And so arriving to the venue every day, I got to meet everyone and they were so sweet. They brought me so many letters and, you know, I would constantly post about how I didn't really get to eat that much good food because we were just on the road. So I would live off of like gas station food and like venue food. And like they'd bring me snacks because they're like, you're probably hungry. And these letters and gifts and signs and like just so went above and beyond for me. Like, you know, I was just like an opening act. I didn't expect anyone to like, I was like, I don't know, like maybe no one will care about me. But like they were so amazing. And they formed this like fandom group called Leah Nation, which like by the end of the tour, people came to the shows with signs being like, I'm in Leah Nation. That's what they've officially named themselves. And I feel so like connected to them. Like they made me cry so many times. I couldn't even read the letters without crying because they were just so sweet. People being like, you've gotten me through this breakup, or, you know, like I've been so sad over this guy. And then I listen to your songs and I feel like I'm so confident now. And just hearing like how I'm connecting with people and like impacting their lives and or moods or days is like why I do this. So it was so like heartwarming. I've never experienced anything like it. So yes, I got to meet the fans almost every single day and it was incredible. Love them all so much.
They seem like amazing. And just from, you know, seeing on social media and, you know, hearing your stories, I'm like, damn, this fan base is, this is pretty strong. Like they're dedicated. They're really doing it all for like a new fan base. This is very strong. And like
it's strong.
They are badass. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like they're killing it. So we love that. So I'm happy to hear that you were able to connect with them and kind of vibe with them. I saw a ton of videos of songs that you performed and them going crazy. But from your perspective, what song did you love performing the most while you were on stage?
I have to say 10 Things I Hate About You was performing. That was like so many mixed emotions. Like the song was exploding every day. It was just climbing the charts even higher. And every day you could see the crowds get louder and like more cell phones go up, you know, before I sang the song. Like I would literally start talking about it, being like, so I wrote this list once, and like the whole crowd just went and lost their minds screaming so loud and like knew what was coming. So to kind of sing that song, it was like a combination of like all of my dreams coming true and like everything I've worked so hard for my whole life, and just watching it all happen in real time was so mind-blowing. And seeing the crowd scream it so loud that like by the end of the tour I couldn't even hear myself was absolutely wild. So I think I had the most fun singing that song just because it was becoming one of the biggest songs in the world in real time on that tour, and just watching the crowds respond to it was so, so mind-blowing. All of them were so fun and they sang along to all of them, but seeing 10 Things just get even louder and louder every night was like a surreal experience. What is going on? Like I didn't even have to sing it. I could just hand the microphone to the crowd and they would sing every word, and I was like, what is going on? I don't know.
I was gonna say that one just from the videos I've seen. I'm like, I feel like she's gonna say this one, but also I don't know, because you know, you wrote all the songs, you saw their reactions firsthand. But 100%. And that kind of brings me into talking about 10 Things I Hate About You, which is completely blown up, not only on social media like TikTok, but also on the radio and streaming platforms. You know, every time I get in the car, I feel like I'll put on Sirius or something and I'm like, oh, there she is. Or I'll like be on TikTok and I'm like, oh, look, someone's complaining about their ex and they're using this song as the background song. So it is literally everywhere. What was your reaction to the listener's response to that track, just seeing it online?
The response was absolutely insane. I mean, from before it came out, like from the first video I posted, I was like, okay, this is going to be my biggest song. Like I was like, I mean, I posted a video and within 5 minutes it had like millions of views, and people were just like, unfortunately could relate to it so much and wanted to scream all these terrible things about an ex or a friend or whoever it may be. But the response was just absolutely nuts. People could just relate to it and wanted to scream it. And I got so many messages being like, oh my God, this song is free therapy. Thank you for writing it. It literally made me feel so much better about my relationship, or, you know, my ex or this or that. Like the whole world just responded to it. And, you know, obviously it's unfortunate that people feel so many negative things about, you know, maybe an ex or whoever it might be in their lives, but I'm happy it can make people not feel so alone and feel better. So yeah, the response was absolutely mind-blowing. the amount of people who could relate to the 10 things is scary. And that's, you know, why it's where it's at today. So I'm happy that it is helping people in this therapeutical way. And that's why I wrote it, you know, essentially to get over a guy. I was like, okay, because you really only remember the good things in toxic relationships sometimes. And you miss only the very, whatever the good things might be. So I was like, I got to remember the bad things. So sometimes you just have to remind yourself. And that's how this song kind of came about. And so I'm happy that people cannot feel so alone.
100%. Yeah, I know myself. I was singing right along with it. So I think we all can relate, like you said, in one way or another, whether it's an ex, a friend, because, you know, people relate to all these songs in different ways. But I have a friend that's totally obsessed with your music. And as soon as it came out, she was sending it to me and she's like, oh my God, we could totally relate to this. I'm like, insider source. Every time you post an update or a song, she's like immediately sending it to me. She's like, oh my God, listen to this song. And I'm like, great. Like, I don't even have to turn on the radio or go to Spotify because she's sending it to me. So when the song first came out, I think she was probably one of the first out of the millions to hear it. And then that made me one of the first. I'm like, so.
Well, I love her. Say thank you. And I'm grateful that she's a listener.
Yeah, for sure. It really is free therapy. So we support that. Of course. So let's talk about the music video a little bit. I love the simplistic concept of it. Like just like the camcorder filming you, the words in the back, the color scheme, everything was just like fire. What was it like to film it and then share it with fans? Because now it has millions of views. People are like, I love watching the video as I scream this song, and I love watching the video with friends or just watching it because so many people love the track. So tell me a little bit about the video and kind of, you know, the concept and what was it like to see the reaction to that as well?
The video, so it actually wasn't even an official video. It's kind of just like, okay, I need to make a low budget visualizer to like go with the song because, you know, I feel like the visuals are such a big component for me. Like the song is one thing. I need the visual to give off the feel and emotion behind the song just as much as like if you were to listen to the song when you watch it. So I put a lot of attention and care into the visuals, whether it's like a photo shoot or a music video or a visualizer. So I wanted it to be like as if I was taking a camcorder and sending a video to my ex that I'm talking to, which is why I was like in my hands and I was just kind of like talking to the camera. And I wanted to have that like nostalgic 90s feel. So that's why we kind of did it in the vibe that it's in. And I did it with like my favorite girl squad ever, who I've done a few music videos with. And we just like have, you know, we go to Paris's house who directed it and literally just have fun and, you know, vibe out. The set was so cool because this girl Tegan made like a giant list of the 10 things that I hate about the guy, like a life-size massive list as big as the wall in the house. So we kind of just played around and I, you know, sang to the camcorder in front of the list and it was super low budget, but it was so fun. And I feel like it gives the emotion of like, of what the song messaging is. You know, you can see I'm just essentially super pissed and reading off this list to an ex-boyfriend who messed with me. So I love how it came out. It was so fun shooting it and it just gives off the song emotion and feel that I wanted it to. So I'm happy you like it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And one thing's for sure, your fans love it. And I think now more than ever, whether it is low budget, super simple, or the most extravagant thing, people just love visuals and visualizers more than anything. But this, I feel like, was perfect for the song. Like, it just couldn't have matched up any better. And I feel like the fans love it more than anything. So it's fantastic. And on top of that, fans are making their own visuals on TikTok to the song. Like, it's everywhere, all over my For You page. My friends are sending me them. It's all over the place. So speaking of TikTok, tell me about your time on that app, because I know I've also seen you on my For You page a lot. People are using your sounds and you're just killing it on there as well. So how has that app, you know, kind of helped shape your career and get you in contact with fans that are part of Leah Nation now?
Yeah, TikTok has definitely opened up a huge audience for me. What I love about TikTok is it's just like a place where I can make videos to be myself, where I feel like Instagram is more like planned and I'm like, what should I post? Like, I kind of just go on TikTok and make a video and don't think about it and just speak my heart out or whatever is on my mind. Or, you know, if it's like me putting an ex on blast or whatever it is, I just like go there and I'm kind of the silliest form of myself, which my whole personality is pretty shameless and I don't really care a lot about what people think of me. I kind of just do me all the time. So I feel like TikTok is a place where I can do that. The beauty of TikTok is, you know, the algorithm is so strong. It brings you to people who are going to probably like you or not like you at all. but, you know, it brought people to like listen to now 3 songs of mine have gone viral on TikTok, which is so crazy. So I'm so grateful for it because it's pretty much is the reason why Leah Nation exists today and why I was able to go on this tour and, you know, have the audience that I do have right now. So super grateful for TikTok. And, you know, it's just a place where you can not think too much and just post whatever you want. And that's how I look at it. If the video blows up, great. If it gets 1 view, great. Cool. Whoever was meant to see it will see it. And that's the beauty of it.
Great outlook on that, because you don't know how many people I talk to that are like, if my video doesn't get X amount of views, I delete it. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Like, even musicians are like, they're like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Like, how do I make things blow up? And I'm like, I don't understand it either. And, you know, the algorithm on there is kind of insane. So whoever needs to see it will see it. It will land up on their For You page or a friend will send it to them. So that's a great outlook on things and all things TikTok. I love seeing your TikToks. I think the best part about them is that you're so creative, but you're not trying so hard. You're just like, hey, fam, this is what I'm doing. Here it is. So yeah. I know you just finished this tour with Madison Beer, and you would think that, you know, any normal person that's just like, I'm just going to go to sleep because I killed it. My songs are blowing up. Time to go to bed. No, you are like on a different level, so dedicated, so ready for the next thing, which I love. I'm the same way. You're about to go on tour with Chase Atlantic this summer. You get a little bit of a break and then boom, you're doing some festivals and then this tour. How excited are you for that experience to see your fans again?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. And you're right, I don't sleep. I am like, I just get bored really easily. So I don't even really like taking a day off. I mean, sometimes obviously it's nice to relax when you're super tired, but I get really bored quickly. So like right after tour, I took like one day in LA and then I went to Canada to like work with, the people I wrote 10 Things I Hate About You with. We got in the studio for a week and made a bunch of more music. I just kind of like, I'm really like hyper. I have a lot of energy. So I like to just keep going and like, I'm like, am living my dream right now. So I want to make more music and feed the fans with, you know, more songs and just keep grinding because it's hard work. And so, yeah, I'm definitely go, go, go. Sometimes people are like, okay, Leah, you should probably, even my fans will be like, oh my God, are you ever going to sleep? And I'm like, eh, maybe when I'm dead. So I, that's just my personality. I just get bored way too quickly. So one day off is good, but then I'm like back at it the next day. And I genuinely love what I do so much. So it doesn't feel like it's work. It's fun for me. I feel just like I got to do what I love and I'm so grateful for that.
I appreciate that. I think it's the best way to look at things. And I love hearing that when people are like, this isn't work. This is just fun. And I'm like, you guys are crazy, but I love it. And it's the best. It's the best thing for fans too, because they're like, is she good? And then you're like, I'm good. And they're like, okay, great. So now I don't feel bad sleeping on the street for you. There's that. With this whole Chase Atlantic thing, I know that you guys are hitting so many cities and it's going to happen throughout the summer. So while you're on tour, can fans look forward to more music coming this summer, even though you're going to be, you know, touring and super busy? What can you tease about any new tracks they might hear? Or are they going to have to wait till after the summer and the tour wraps to get new content?
Oh, no, I'm definitely going to be dropping lots of music. So they can expect a ton of music. It's going to be in the same world as 10 Things I Hate About You. You know, so more of what they love. If they love 10 Things, and they'll love what's to come. So yeah, expect tons of music. And all of my friends and co-writers are like, the great thing about Leah is she just drops shit. She just goes, goes, goes. Like, you know, like I was always like that even my whole career. I just, when I want to drop a song, I drop it. I'm not about making the fans wait. I love feeding them new songs and continuing to put out things that I love. So they should expect a lot because it ain't going to stop.
Oh, wow. I know they're going to be excited to hear that because they are already talking about like, okay, what's next? Is she dropping new music? She's doing this tour. Like, I see it everywhere. So I feel like they're already going to start going nuts. That's fantastic. And then I know on top of you being on tour, you're definitely meeting a ton of new artists. People are loving the energy you give off and the songs and lyrics, you know, that you put out because it's just genuine and it's very relatable. You're kind of coming in at a perfect time with other artists like, you know, Tate McRae and Mimi Webb and all these people that are just like killing it when it comes to female power, which we love. So when it comes to collaborating, is there anyone on your list, people that popped off on TikTok or just, you know, people that are killing it right now, who would you love to work with or be in a studio with soon?
Oh my goodness. The list is endless. But let's see, like my dream collab, or God, that's such a hard question. There's so many artists I would die to collab with, but maybe like it would be so sick to write with like Fletcher, Tate McRae, or like even like a Conan Gray would be insane. God, like Charlie XCX. I mean, the list goes on. I have so many people I'd die to collaborate with, and it's cool. I'm getting like hit up by people I love to collaborate, so that's been awesome. And so yeah, hoping to get a cool collab in ASAP. We have some fun ideas in the works. It would be so insane to have like Miley or something be like on a remix of 10 Things I Hate About You, just because like, you know, her version of 7 Things, that could be fun. The list goes on. There's so many artists I would love to work with.
Yeah, the first thing I thought of when I heard 10 Things was how cool would it be to like have a mashup of these two songs and have Miley on the new version.
Yeah.
That's what my thought was. I was like, this would be so cool. I don't know. I never know how people feel about collaborating with specific people, but it's awesome to hear that you would be so down to work with Miley and do something like a mashup or remix with the two, because I think that would be sick personally.
Oh yeah, that could be insane. I would love that.
Amazing. Well, that's basically all I have, I guess, as a last question for fans who just discovered your music, who are looking to connect with you. Obviously, TikTok is one big place, but where else should they, you know, go to connect with you on social media?
On Instagram, I'm at Leah. I'm super active on Twitter as of like 3 weeks ago. So they can find me, Leah Kate Music, on Twitter. And TikTok, Leah Kate Music, YouTube, Leah Kate Music. But I'd say my most active outlets where I love to answer people, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, you know, hit me up. I love chatting with my fans and I spend a lot of time answering my messages and, you know, just chatting with people who are listeners or love my music. I love talking to everyone. So yeah, slide into my DMs any day.
Fantastic. You heard that right. Go DM Leah and you'll probably get a response and you guys can rant about your exes or someone that was awful to you as a friend or the great things in life, because I'm sure she'd love to chat with you guys about them too. Thank you so much, Leah, for coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Your songs are amazing. The music is incredible. I'm hoping to get out to a show this summer to see 10 Things live, as well as all of the other amazing songs that you have put out. Dear Denny, a personal favorite of mine.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, for sure.
Such a good one. So guys, if you haven't heard her music, you're probably living under a rock. You definitely know who she is. So just go onto Spotify or Apple Music or wherever you listen to the music and go check her out. She has so many cool songs and so much content out right now. Thank you, Leah, for coming on. We appreciate you. And I can't wait to see what's next. I'm so excited.
Ah, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to interview me, and definitely come out to a show. And yeah, can't wait to meet soon.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Huge thank you and shout out to Leah for joining us today. Go stream 10 things, follow her on social media for all of the latest updates, and be sure to grab your tickets to see her in a city near you this summer. That's all I have for today, folks. You know the drill. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands. So I'm in-